It's 72 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Going to be another sunny and hot day in Middle Tennessee today with that heat index possibly getting into the low triple digits. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The U.S. Department of Justice says Nashville will have to wait, maybe indefinitely, for the Federal Aviation Administration to decide which airport board it recognizes, the one that was appointed by the city or the new, mostly state-appointed board. That's one takeaway from the DOJ's response to a lawsuit Metro filed against the FAA late last week. In this suit, Metro argues that the FAA isn't following federal law regarding disputed changes to airport sponsorship, as after a new state law vacated the old board and replaced it with a new one. The Nashville Business Journal reports the DOJ says Metro is not entitled to a decision and shouldn't expect one before July 27th or potentially ever. A judge has not ruled on the case against the FAA. Metro and the original airport board also sued the state over the new law, but a judge has put that case on hold until the FAA suit concludes. Both iterations of the board held separate meetings yesterday. Tennessee students are performing better on the TCAP, but WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris reports that some marginalized students are still struggling.
The State Department of Education has released information showing how different districts performed on the Tennessee Comprehensive Assessment Program. Williamson County comes out on top, with the highest scoring students in the state. And state officials are celebrating that students' proficiency rates have increased over the last 2 years in more than 100 school districts. But these wins don't extend to everyone. In Williamson County, scores for students from low-income families dropped this year. And in Cheatham County, low-income students, English learners, and Black and Hispanic kids also saw declining test scores. However, kids in Rutherford and Wilson counties from all ethnicities and social backgrounds performed better overall this year compared to last. Metro Nashville Public Schools also saw similar gains, but scores of kids identifying as Pacific Islander went down. About one-third of MNPS students scored proficient on the English Language Arts section of the exam. And this portion is high stakes for third graders who can be held back if they don't perform well enough. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.